Audible lets you enjoy all your audio entertainment in one app. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. They offer an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre. And when it comes to thrillers, they have you covered for any type of excitement you're looking for. With celebrity narration, multicast productions, with immersive sound design, and traditional audiobooks, you will be sure to find a compelling audio title. The book I've been checking out lately is called Devil Makes Three. It's by Ben Fountain. It's extraordinarily well written, and it takes you into Haiti in the 1990s. And obviously, the narrative has a lot of extra punch right now, given what's happening on the ground in Haiti as we speak. Highly recommend this book. Ben Fountain is an incredible writer. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/10% or text 10% to 500-500. That's audible.com/10% or text 10% to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. audible.com/TENPERCENT. I've got some big trips coming up with my little boy, my 9-year-old son, Alexander. We're going to Washington, D.C. We're also going to Miami. And you better bet we're going to use Viator to help us find some fun activities while we're there. We've already started scrolling. We haven't chosen anything yet, but there are some pretty cool options on Viator. We've used this website on our past trips and found plenty of cool options. All travel takes some planning, and Viator can really help you plan some better travel experiences. Enjoy real traveler reviews to get insider information from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. Plus, Viator offers 24/7 customer service, so you can get support anytime. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. They really do have an extraordinary range of very cool activities, things I never would have otherwise considered. It's really fun to browse it with my son and to decide together what we are going to do and not do. Find your perfect travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. Time for a bonus meditation. Today, we're going to take you to the grocery store, a place many of us go all the time and often in a mindless fashion. Same could be said about the gas station, the bank, the gym, anywhere else we go on the regular. So we've brought in the great meditation teacher, Anushka Fernadipoli, who can be heard all over the 10% Happier app to teach us how to be mindful wherever we go. A little bit more about Anushka. She's an organizational consultant and does leadership coaching with individuals and teams, and she has practiced meditation for over 25 years. Here we go now with Anushka Fernadipoli.
Hi, this is Anushka. This meditation is meant for a time when you're grocery shopping. We might see grocery shopping as a chore or a grind. And this meditation will bring a different lens of awareness to the experience and engage with gratitude and appreciation in what might otherwise feel like something to just get through. So let's get started. You'll probably be listening to the meditation as you're walking around the grocery store. If you can, take a moment to stand and catch your breath. Feel yourself grounded, connected to the floor or the earth. Take a moment to feel your breath as it comes in and out. Then you can continue walking with awareness. As you move, take a moment to experience the sights around you. Notice the lights and colors of the grocery store. Notice the colors of the vegetables, fruits, and products. Explore this on your own for a bit. Recognize that all people don't have access to food today, or good healthy food. Connect with a sense of gratitude that there's food available here, where you live, and that you have access to it. As you walk around, stop to pick something simple up, like a vegetable or a fruit. Something that comes directly from the earth. Take a moment to appreciate this item and reflect on how it came to this place. At some point, someone had to plant a seed. It's amazing that this once came from a small seed. The seed was watered and received sunlight in order to grow. It grew in the earth with fertilizer and grubs, received rain, and bent with the wind. All these elements of nature played a part in this coming to grow and to be here now. You can also reflect on all the labors it took for this fruit or vegetable to come to be here. Someone was involved in the planting of the seeds. Someone had to weed around it and water it. Someone had to pick it. And all of this is hard work. Someone had to pack it into containers. Someone had to transport it. Someone had to stock it onto the shelves. Probably someone here in the store today. So much effort went into this item coming to be here. Take a moment to appreciate all of this work and all the elements it took to bring this to you here, right now in your hands. As we close this meditation, we can reflect on how we rely on so many people and systems of nature to have the food that we eat. Nothing happens on its own. Wishing you well as you continue your day.
Thank you to Anushka. You can find more meditations like this one over on the 10% Happier app. Just download the app wherever you get your apps to get started. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now. now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.